You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The fate of Daniel Ramirez Medina, who's been detained in Washington state and is being held in spite of being protected from deportation by US law, will determine the futures of tens of thousands of people who were brought to the United States as children by undocumented parents. James Blears has this report.
Daniel Ramirez Medina, aged 23, was brought to the United States and Mexico as a seven-year-old child by parents who were undocumented. He's never been convicted of a crime, has a valid work permit and a job. In 2014, Daniel became part of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. This was renewed for him last year. He was detained by U.S. Customs and Enforcement agents who were looking for his father. They say Daniel claimed to be a gang member. Daniel denies this. His attorneys have filed a lawsuit against his continued detention. There'll be a hearing on Friday. Last month, President Trump signed an executive order expanding the powers of Homeland Security. Those who are undocumented and have criminal records are being prioritized for deportation. The question is if this will be expanded to those in the Deferred Action Program. This currently covers more than 700,000 people. During the presidential election, Donald Trump said he wanted to abolish it, but the current situation is not yet fully clarified. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.